Blog Talk Radio.
Awaken consciousness. It's time for inspiration. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. It's time to go from transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. It's time for you to create your ideal life. Discover your destiny and purpose. Welcome, freedom-loving souls. We are unpacking the coaching world. Yes, this is Coach Carol, and thank you for joining me today. Carol Parisi here on Awaken to Empowerment Radio, and, you know, we've been doing this for about 5 years, so we're really unpacking some coaching things, and today's show is Values to Vision, okay? Really, you have to look at your values in your life to create your ideal life. Your beliefs become your thoughts become your words become your actions, and your actions become your habits become your values become your destiny, right here, right now. I'm your destiny diva. That was Mahatma Gandhi, and you really need to, we all need to awaken our own motivation for change, and, that's what this show is about. We're going to talk a little bit about values today. Excuse me, I still have that stupid little cold thing. But I've been doing my happy Asalasa Kakavasalisium. It's really not called that. But there's stuff out there. It's Asalisium or something, and it's a natural homeopathic sublingual. And it really does, it does help. But also another little, this is your health tip for the day, is a Sambucol, S-A-M-B-U-C-O-L, and it's cold and flu relief, and it's another really good sublingual holistic product. So been doing that, taking lots of vitamins. But anyway, let's back to the show. I love that. Your beliefs become your thoughts become your words become your actions become your habits become your values, and your values become your destiny. So in this process of awakening your own motivation, we need to unpack some of your values to create your ideal vision. And there are 100 values that you could actually get. I'm going to read some of them off to you. Acceptance, accuracy, achievement, adventure, art, attractiveness, authority, autonomy, beauty, belonging, caring, challenge, comfort, commitment, compassion, complexity, compromise, contribution, cooperation, courage, courtesy, creativity, curiosity, dependability, diligence, duty, ecology, excitement, faithfulness, fame, family, fitness, flexibility, forgiveness, freedom, friendship, fun, generosity, genuineness, God's will, that's my number one, by the way, gratitude, growth, health, honesty, hope, humility, humor, imagination, independence, industry, inner peace, integrity, intelligence, intimacy, justice, knowledge, leadership, leisure, love, loving, mastery, mindfulness, moderation, monogamy, music, nonconformity, novelty, nurturance, openness, order, passion, patriotism, pleasure, popularity, power, practicality, protect, provide, purpose, rationality, realism, responsibility, risk, romance, safety, self-acceptance, self-control, self-esteem, self-knowledge, service, sexuality, simplicity, solitude, spirituality, stability, tolerance, tradition, virtue, wealth, and world peace. So my big ones are God's will, health, family. Then I had some, you know, commitment's a big one, purpose, self-control, self-knowledge, actually, because self-knowledge will gain your self-control for me, spirituality, virtue, wealth, world peace, leadership. So unpack some of those. You could actually go to a place called Guilford.com, Ed Miller Values. You can look for a values list, and you could go ahead and start getting that vision, because vision is the life force that inspires transformation. Again, I will say that vision is the life force that inspires transformation. You can clearly define your goals when you get your values, but you take your values and you help to create your values into a vision to help transform your life, to create your ideal life. So you want to go ahead and unpack some of your affirmations. Remember, thoughts are things, thoughts are powerful. Scientific evidence has shown that a person's beliefs impact outcomes. We know that. We know that because of vibrational energy. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We can be, do, have whatever our heart desires. We can't create our ideal life. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, you can. Absolutely. So keep those thoughts good on high vibrational frequency. And, sometimes it gets a little, frustrating or overwhelming, and I hate to use those words, but when we go from where we're at to our next goal, and we need to be mindful, and we need to go ahead and do our affirmations, those statements of intended results. We speak them, we write them down, and they are effective. They are effective. Any successful person writes their goal map down and their intentions down. But we have to be mindful of them. And we need to go ahead and have our own self-efficacy. Because if we have low self-esteem, sometimes these things can be harmful because we set ourselves up for failure. So I'm assuming you've been listening to this show for a while, and it's a terrible word, assume. I know, it's an ass out of you and me. But if you're not at the point of where this is going to benefit you, where you don't have the self-efficacy and self-esteem, you're lacking that, go back and listen to some of our other shows, because your belief is it's a building process. And it's foundational. Listen to some of our foundational shows back 5, 10 years ago. They're archived right here. Awaken to Empowerment, Blog Talk Radio. Journaling is a very interesting thing to do, too. When you write down your thoughts, your ideas, your progress, your questions, maybe you get some of your answers. That helps to give you more self-awareness. What do I want to create? How can I best use my energy? What are my goals? What's going to ground me when things aren't easy? ask yourself the pros and cons of every situation you're in. And this, again, kind of taking some stuff from the American Council on Exercise, the Coaching for Behavioral Change. Mindfulness and meditation is quieting the mind and developing increased mindfulness. And mindfulness can be thought of as the non-judgmental awareness of the sensations, thoughts, and emotions in the present moment. And that's from Marchand 2013. It's in contrast to that autopilot. But see, here's the deal. If we practice the mindfulness enough, it becomes autopilot, because we know that, because of those deep neural pathways we're creating. So what you want to do is you want to override your current autopilot with better behaviors, with better habits. So by doing them, when you first start deploying these things, you have to be extremely conscious, raise your consciousness level, and be more mindful. Constantly be more mindful. Ask yourself those questions before you respond with an emotional reaction. Pause. I was reading the Psalms today in the Bible, and there's something that says Selah. And I believe Selah is a pause, something to just Selah. And you've got to use your breaths when you start being mindful. We have some meditation things that we have done in the past with some of our shows, so you can check some of those out. You know, autopilot is hardwired in us, but we need to override that hardwire. And some of our hardwired things, our autopilots, have a propensity to interfere with implementing behavioral change. So mindfulness practices such as Zen meditation, mindfulness-based stress reduction, combined with meditation elements of yoga and teaching stress and coping strategies, mindfulness-based cognitive therapy provide a myriad of mental and physical health benefits, including the reduction of stress and anxiety. So this is also from HR 2013. So studies show that this stuff is all true and good for you. You know, begin with something simple. Just sit quietly and focus only on your breath. And, you know, just focus on something individual, such as walking with awareness, listening to music, dancing, being in nature. Mindfulness is a good thing. You know, always start your day with gratitude in a mindful way. And I really like that. I'm going to have to write that down. Always start your day with gratitude in a mindful way. That actually helps. That's very beneficial and helpful to you. And a calm mindset sets the stage for success. Breathe. Breathing is good. Another thing that we've discussed before to take your values to your vision is creating a vision board. And I know I've discussed this before. And in the center of mine is a picture of my family. And all my other things that are in my life are out there. You know, actually it's a family, and then there's a lot of God is the center of everything. Actually, my vision board's in the other room right now. But it's things that you value, your family, your friends, your business relationships, your other relationships, you know, your fitness, your health, of course, your spirituality. For me, it's God. God, in touch with God, with all things, I think is on that vision board of mine. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. You could do drawings. I prefer the collage thing with collections of words and symbols. You know, what nurtures you? What do you love? What do you value? What do you want your life to look like in 10 years? You know, what is your ideal life, you know, for you? Include home life, family, love, career. Remember, life isn't about finding yourself. It's about creating yourself. It's about creating your ideal life. Because remember, we become what we think about most of the time. Thoughts are things. We could be, do, have whatever our heart desires. We can create our ideal life. Yes, we can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. So tune in, turn on, plug in to Awaken to Empowerment every day. We give you fabulous information here. And do a vision board today. Do that vision board. And I'm going to continue with more helpful hints. You know, create a personal transformation worksheet, okay? Do the old you. This you that's here right now, let's say you're 10 pounds overweight. Let's say you're like me, you have way too much stuff on the borderline of being a hoarder. You don't have good eating habits. You don't have good sleeping habits. You're argumentative. Kind of look at yourself realistically and honestly. Take a very good life portrait of yourself, and you know, things. And you know, I'm good and bad. Okay. Now, what are the things you don't want to change about yourself? What are some of those things that you don't want to change about yourself? Like for me, I love my positive energy. I love being helpful. I don't know if I told you this story, but I had a great opportunity to help this lady start her car. And quite frankly, she was looking for a cab, and I said, I'll drive you. Then we went to her car, her key fob seemed like it was dead. I took her into the Ace Hardware. We got her a battery, and she started her car. She was on her day, on her way for the day. It just was awesome to be able to just have the opportunity to help someone. That's something I do regularly, and I'm not trying to impress you, but impress upon you what some of your good qualities are. If you're a volunteer at a homeless shelter, my God, that is so wonderful. You know, do you cook fabulously? Do you love unconditionally? Look at all the good things in your life. We can go on and on, but we don't have 5 hours for a show. But look at those great things about you in your life that you don't want to change, and write those down, because those are your building blocks. And then look about the old things that you'd like to change. Me, I have a propensity to waste time at retail shops sometimes. And it's a habit, and it's part of that subconscious, you know, what I'm driving by and I might as well check. And I have a trunk full of stuff I have to donate, but I don't want to go to resale shops. So I'm like, okay, I'll wait till I want to do it, as I keep putting stuff in my car to donate. And I'm trying to break my habit of, you know, accumulating more stuff. You know, that's one of my things. You know, self-discipline. You know, what are these things that I want to change? I want to have more self-discipline in my eating, in my, which I've actually been really good with it, but, you know, lots of vegetables. So you write down what it is you want to change. And then you do, you know, your current you and how you're going to integrate the things you don't want to change into your new lifestyle. And then things about the old me that you're working on changing or have changed. And remember, we did the five stages of change. Sometimes you relapse. I mean, that happens. So, I mean, things that I'd like to be more focused on getting my house done, my new house, and getting moved. That's just for me. So now the future me is what that looks like. I'm fit. I'm healthy. I have a loving relationship. I'm jogging five times a week, whatever it is. And, you know, the future you looks like with the new lifestyle, but having kept the things you don't want to change. So how do you leverage those fantastic qualities of yourself? Let's say you're a fabulous public speaker and you've just been kind of like, you know, doing some stuff with your youth group and you want to take it bigger and better. Maybe you need to tap into something, you know, I know that one of the churches around here does movies, create some, you know, video series. Just think outside the box. What does this look like? Whatever you want to be, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to have. Remember, thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time, and this is what juices me now, is this future planning. But you got to know where you came from. You got to know where you are to know where you're going. So that's kind of this exercise. And create a personal transformation worksheet. And then, you know, what did you learn about yourself? You know, did this activity affect your motivation to help you change for the better? And, you know, who else can you help? Remember, each one can teach one. When you have this information, if you have the heart to help others, that's what my heart is here on Awaken to Empowerment. I have had great mentors in my life, great coaches. I've done a lot of study with the old masters that we've talked about. We went through the whole Napoleon Hill. They can grow rich, and it's not just monetary riches, okay? It's a piece of it. So thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We can be, do, have whatever our heart desires. We can create our ideal life. Yes, you can. Absolutely. So now visualization. You know, guided visualization, you could be led through the experience. And And for me, I like to just do that. And we discuss the visualization thing, like early in the morning and before you go to bed, you start visualizing what you want and breathe, and you got to slow down. And this really taps into your future. And remember, some individuals who suffer progressive chronic diseases, such as heart failure, diabetes, they may not benefit, or they could potentially be harmed. I don't know why. Use discretion when you apply this technique, but, you know, sometimes
things could distress you. So if you feel that this is right for you, sit comfortably, breathe naturally, close your eyes, allow yourself to be aware of any sounds and aromas. We've done this on our show. We have our beautiful meditation music here. Let me play some meditation and visualization music here as I explain this to you, okay? Pretend I'm doing a visualization with you. Sit comfortably and breathe naturally. Here, the music wasn't working. Is the music not working here? Blog Talk Radio. Ready next to a building up. Where will you live? Keep asking. And impressions from this journey. Every day, it's a real good practice. And you could do this for weight loss. Imagine yourself thinner. So we went through some things today. Remember, to summarize, we've gone through the process today
of identifying some of our most important values. And I will go over those before the show's over again today. And envisioning what your future may be like. To understand it's a critical link between increasing awareness and what's needed for change. And it gives us our choice. So here are those values again. Acceptance. Now, I believe in acceptance, there's peace. But I don't know if they meant acceptance of others in this. So acceptance. Accuracy. Achievement. Adventure. Arts. Attractiveness. Authority. Autonomy. Beauty. Belonging. Caring. Challenge. Comfort. Commitment. Compassion. Complexity. Compromise. Contribution. Cooperation. Courage. Courtesy. Creativity. Curiosity. Dependability. Diligence. Duty. Ecology. Excitement. Faithfulness. Fame. Family. Fitness. Flexibility. Forgiveness. Freedom. Friendship. Fun. Generosity. Genuineness. God's will. Gratitude. Growth. Health. Honesty. Hope. Humility. Humor. Imagination. Independence. Industry. Inner peace. Integrity. Intelligence. Intimacy. Justice. Knowledge. Leadership. Leisure. Love. Loving. Mastery. Mindfulness. Moderation. Monogamy. Music. Nonconformity. Novelty. Nurturance. Openness. Order. Passion. Patriotism. Pleasure. Popularity. Power. Practicality. Protect. Provide. Purpose. Rationality. Realism. Responsibility. Risk. Romance. Safety. Self-acceptance. Self-control. Self-esteem. Self-knowledge. Service. Sexuality. Simplicity. Solitude. Spirituality. Stability. Tolerance. Tradition. Virtue. Wealth. And world peace. Now, personally, I feel self-knowledge, my own interpretation, would empower your self-esteem, self-control, and self-acceptance. I also feel that gratitude, you know, thankfulness, I think it's said here, right? You know, there's things here that would go ahead and give you a whole bunch of other things. Gratitude. It is gratitude. And once your gratitude, you gratefully accept things. I hope this show has served you today. This is our Values to Vision show. This is Carol Ann Parisi with Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Remember, thoughts are things. We can be, do, have, whatever our heart desires. We become what we think about most of the time. You can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. So, Carol, Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. We'll catch you back here next time. And here's a little peace of mind for you. Love you. Thank you.